Blog Talk Radio.
Malcolm X.
A song for the ancestors, brothers and sisters who paved the way, lit the day. We owe them so much that it's impossible for us to pay. Let me say, what we must do is illuminate the path for those who are to come. And then our name will be called in the words of some future song.
A tribute.
Their seed and their spawn, they're the progenitors of humanity. They named the moon and the dawn. What we must do is understand the divine role we are to play, and our children will love us, and our names they will gladly sing in tribute. That it's impossible for us to pay. Let me say, what we must learn is illuminate the path for those who are to come. And then our name will be called in the words of some future song of tribute. Yeah, this is a piece for the ancestors, brothers and sisters who've been here and gone, who faced down the oppression so that our role could be lessened, who help us to know that we are part of the chain of life, and we owe to our children the same thing. We need to show the same stand on, and if we live our lives correctly, we will be blessed to one day be called ancestors. This is a verbal libation.
Hey, yes, whose names we do not know. Habaragani, Hotep, Assalamu Alaikum, Shalom Alaikum, and all those beautiful, beautiful words of peace. I'm your host, Brother Derek Jabril, and you are listening to The Narrative. Today is Sunday, September the 26th, 2021, and we are so happy to be with you this afternoon. You know, today is a beautiful day here in the state of Texas. When you walk outdoors, you know, you can take a big, deep breath in and inhale the air. However, I know in some of the regions in which we live in the United States, you can't do that. Especially if you are out there in the California region. Many of you Californians, you wake up in the morning to smoke, you drive around all day and walk around in smog, and when you go to sleep at night, there's smog. But now in certain areas now, not only have the smog have always been a problem there, now you have to inhale the fumes of exhaust, a lot of exhaust that's being trapped there in the air, and also the forest fires that's constantly being raged, not only in California, but all over the world. Today, we're going to talk about, this is part two now, the name of the show is Let's Talk About Us, Business Warfare Made in Part 2. But today we're going to stress on the second one, which is talking about warfare. And before I get started with that, I'd like to, I came across a news story today. I mean, last night, I'm sorry, there in England. They are dealing with an overrun of rats. However, these rats are unusual-sized rats. They're saying that these rats are the size of cats. And these rats, because of the pandemic, since people are not out and about as much as they are, so they saying that these rats have got bold now enough to where they are crawling into people's toilets. They're coming up through the toilets and they are entering into the people's homes. Now you're talking about breaking and entering. That's extreme. Now you coming up through a person's toilet bowl to come and raid their home. Man, boy, this is something to behold, because not only are the two-legged kind acting a fool out here, now the four-legged kind is beginning to do weird and strange things as well. So what time are we living in, brothers and sisters? What time? I want to bring in my cohort, Brother Wiley Muhammad. How are you today, sir?
Yes, sir, brother. I'm doing just fine, thanks to God and the messenger.
Yes, sir. I tell you, what a beautiful day out there. It's not too hot, not too cold for right now. But you already know about us being in Texas, we'll get hot, bro. Even if it's in the winter months, you know? You know, brother, today we're going to definitely talk about this warfare thing. And I want to let everybody know we're going to go very deep into this, because some of us, for whatever reason, man, we still think that whenever we hear the word war, that we want to quickly jump into thinking that it's about dealing with military, you know, engagements and whatnot. See, when a person think like that, you thinking like the Caucasian people who are nothing but babies on our planet. That's what they are. And war for them is just like a toy thing for them. That's why they constantly so quick to go and wage it. So we're going to look at this thing today. We're going to look at it from all three levels, mental, spiritual, and physical. And so I'm going to start it like this to start our discussion today. War, what is it? And why is it necessary for growth? The nature of war is found in the natural order of the universe. No, the nature of war comes from out of the law of polarity. All wars are not physical. Just please understand, war can be spiritual, mental, and physical at the same time. Let's look at this word, warfare. Keep in mind, any war that you enter into, you will pay a price for it, for waging it. However, on the flip side of that coin, you can also gain a victory of advancement as a result of the war. Now, when we look at war, war means conflict engagement, right? That's part. Now, I'm going to hyphenate that because we talk about warfare. So if I hyphenate it, you got war hyphen fair. What is a fair? A fair is a price that one pays for access. If we merge both meanings together, we have conflict engagement is necessary for movement. There's always a price for conflict. There are gains and losses, wins and defeats. This is the nature of the universe. What do you think about that, dear brother?
Well, you're talking about a subject that's so much controversy behind it ain't funny. It's a profound subject, man. It's absolutely necessary. And, I mean, people dread it because of what goes on in it.
Mm-hmm.
But it is absolutely necessary. And, you know, it goes on, war goes on in every life form's world every day, all the time.
Right.
And so it's not a matter of looking at it with dread and all of that. This is just people, how you would say it. It looks awful. It takes, if you think in just the human sense,
mm-hmm.
The life that is being lost, children, older people, adults in general, and it's just all of the maiming, all kinds of injuries, et cetera, and consequences of war. But it is definitely necessary in order to live on this planet.
I know that didn't
set well with a whole lot of people be saying that.
Well, you know, I agree because more than likely, you know, hopefully today we can point out that war is something to be understood more
yes.
than anything because it
yes.
can become a benefit. It depends on where your mindset is. Like I say, if you follow Caucasian in their definition of war is a juvenile thing with them. They love playing with steel. Remember we were taught that by the Honorable Elijah Muhammad
yes.
in the making of the devil. They love playing with toys. And for them, that's why it's not baffling to us because we understand their nature. But you have a lot of people out here that's very confused at why, including themselves. Why do we love death so much, some of them ask. Remember, years ago, they had a movie out talking about themselves called Natural Born Killers. Why do we love it so much? So we're going to go into that. Yeah. We're going to go into that.
I remember.
Because, and I think one of the things we have to do, we have to start at the very beginning. You know, did you know, beloved brothers and sisters, y'all, come on now, put on your thinking caps now. Did you know that in the beginning, trillions of years ago, the first war that was waged was between the originator and the triple darkness of space? I mean, don't think on this now. The originator of all that we see, hear, touch, feel, smell, and sense all started from the darkness, the undeniable darkness of the universe. See, darkness is the first reality of this whole entire thing. It was darkness. Even the Bible tells you that as much. When it says darkness covered the face of the deep, it was darkness.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. It's the absolute truth. When I was a child, I used to hear this baffling question, brother. You know, what came first, the chicken or the egg? You remember that?
Mm-hmm. I do.
You know, they even had a song about this on morning television show. You know, my mama used to make sure that we watched Sesame Street in the morning. You know, as toyish as it sounds, it provoked a thought in the young mind. So we propose the question today to you. What came first, the darkness or the universe? It should be clear to everybody that darkness came first because light came out of darkness, right?
That's right.
But also we have to look at what came first. Was it the carrot or the seed? If we look at our own creation, who came first? Was it the black man and woman, or was it the brown man and woman? But wait a minute. Was it the brown man and woman, or the red man and woman, or the red man and woman, or the yellow man and woman? And finally, did the white man and his woman superseded us all? And I must tell you, if you believe that in 2021, you are as crazy of a person walking around on this planet than the Looney Tunes that you watch on the cartoon set.
Well,
so we're talking on war. Go ahead, dear brother.
Go ahead, brother. No, you go ahead, brother. Please forgive me.
Well, I'm just going to say this one thing. Think on this war that we're talking about that has been launched in the earth in the forms of ideas and philosophy. So the Bible teaches us in Ephesians 6:12, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, and against the worldly governors, the princes of the darkness of the world, against spiritual wickedness that's in high places. So we're going to break that down this afternoon. So go ahead, brother. Say what you're going to say.
One of the things that I was going to say regarding, let's say, if we go back trillions of years ago.
Yes, sir.
And we look at darkness and light. And so here you're simply referencing the polarities.
Right.
That's what you're referencing, the polarities. And darkness covering the face of the deep,
right.
there was a time when things were developing. This may be a little difficult for some, may not for others.
Right.
And consciousness was yet to develop.
Right.
Conscience had to develop in order there be awareness of what was going on. It took a while for that to occur.
Right.
And if you just simply look at life born today, inside of the human being, the same pattern exists as it did trillions of years ago.
Yes, it does.
The darkness that covers it all is your lack of understanding of how it transpired, what happened, exactly when. There was no records or recordings at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Things were occurring, but there was not a conscience that was directing, as we like to believe, what was occurring. We can't say when. Messenger said, you know, regarding us, hey, we've been here.
Right.
We were here then. Before light manifested itself, we was here. But who can speak on that?
Mm-hmm.
There's no history because there was no records, no recordings of any of that. That didn't start until we started recording our own history of our
mm-hmm.
own creation. That took time.
Yes, it did.
It's just like it takes time right now when we are being born inside of our mother.
Right.
There's some things you got to realize that remain in the dark. Darkness serves
mm-hmm.
the purpose.
Yes, it does.
And it's not an evil purpose like many believe.
Powerful,
that's
powerful,
just how brother. It's been portrayed.
Darkness do serve a purpose.
Yes, it does.
You know, brother, when we talk about the going back looking at what as we call in the beginning, you know, that's where we have to start. You know, when it talks about darkness, you know, one of the perplexing questions that I personally have concerning the universe is, where did all this material come from? No, material is everywhere in this universe. And I remember the Honorable Elijah Muhammad had made mention about that we live in a material-based universe. And I've always, even as a child, man, I would always contemplate that. Where in the world did all this material come from? And as you just stated, man, darkness serves a purpose. But even in that darkness, you know, could material have already existed? And if so, where did it come from? You know, I remember when, as a child too, man, that a commercial used to come on, this little boy walked up to this owl. You know, the owl was supposed to be wise, right? And he asked that owl, he said, "Mr. Owl, how many licks does it take to get to the roll of a Tootsie Pop?" And the owl said, "Let's see. Over lick one time, you lick twice, and then when he made three, you bit it off." That's how it is, brother. You know, we're constantly delving into very high levels of information. And at some point in time, some of us will get tired of delving, and then we just go in and just bite off what it is that we can understand, you know? And that's the beauty of high-level conversations and knowledge and understanding. It's because, man, it keeps your mind focused on that which is grand, you know? And this is what the narrative is all about. what I'm saying, we have some new listeners. This is what we do here. We don't have time to be running around here, you know, like I know I don't normally talk about other shows, but here we don't waste time in the frivolous. We seek, as you all look at your show's description, we seek to find the truth, even if it's hidden inside of a rock. Okay? So this is the show that you tune into. Well, yeah, dear brother, you're absolutely right. The darkness does have its place in all things, but boy, I tell you, in darkness, man, things grow. And sometimes it grows at fast rates.
Well,
like look at bacteria. Bacteria grows fast in darkness, don't it?
Well, you see, again, just because we are not conscious of,
mm-hmm.
or have no awareness of, don't mean that things are not there or are not happening or not going on.
Right. Right.
It just simply means we are not conscious. We are not, as some say, enlightened to what it is. So we are moved to inquire, to ponder,
mm-hmm.
to seek, and all of those things, answers. And that's a process. But
mm-hmm.
one thing I can tell you about darkness is this. Whatever you are looking for, in darkness,
mm-hmm.
if going far enough, deep enough, your mind will create.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna say that again.
Yes.
Whatever you're looking for in darkness, if you go deep enough, long enough, your mind will create.
Right.
See,
your
we
mind
think,
will create.
Yeah, we think we have to find everything. No, what you have to find is yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You have to find yourself. Nothing is lost.
Right.
You have to find yourself. And when doing so, you are the key that unlocks everything, all the wisdom, knowledge, and understanding of creation itself. You are the key that unlocks it, the black
right.
man and black woman. You see, we reveal
right.
what is concealed. And we can also conceal what has been revealed. Well,
mm-hmm.
some know and others don't. That's one of the purpose of darkness. You say, what's in there?
Right.
I mean, you know, what's in there? You know, I say in one of my poems, I say,
right.
About darkness, I say, I cannot see, nor can I feel. This place we're in, is it real? And the answer comes back, yes, it's real. And you can see. Look with your understanding and follow me. Into infinity, I now do fly. My reason for living, I now know why. It is for you,
yes, sir,
and you alone. My life is yours, my love your own.
That sounds beautiful there, bro.
Oh, I used to write a lot of poems about things like that. The whole purpose, I mean, look at the universe. All you see in the universe of things is light, you see? But do the light you see, what is the backdrop of it? Dark.
Right. Yes, sir.
Scientists are saying, what is the power that powers these galaxies? And they look at these black holes.
Right.
You know, man, what a wonder. You can't see them.
Right.
You know, they want to see them, but you can't see them. And they say, well, what am I looking at? You're looking at darkness.
Mm-hmm.
But it's one that your light can't penetrate.
Right.
And you ask, you say, I cannot see, nor can I feel. When you talk about feeling, you're talking about what? Something also you can identify with.
Exactly.
You can't feel.
Real.
You can't see. This place or this state we are in, is it real? Yes, it's real. And you can see. Look with your understanding and follow me.
Right.
You see, you got to look with your understanding. And what is it are you to understand to be able to follow the leader you must in order to realize that you and what you are following is yourself?
Mm-hmm.
You hear what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. Sure do. Sure did.
We are the people of God.
Yes, we are.
We are the people of God. Why do we keep looking elsewhere for God?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Until you accept that truth, you will remain in the condition that you're in, blind, deaf, and dumb.
Right.
We are the people of God.
Yes, sir.
As no one can tell you on this planet about God unless it be one of us.
That's true.
And when we speak of God, we speak of self. No one knows our origin. No one knows our origin.
Right.
Why do you think we have no known beginning?
Right.
So if we have no known beginning, who is to say when it was?
Mm-hmm.
These things were not relative to us at the time because
right.
there was not even time nor any
That's
recording of it.
That's
it was
right.
just us. All of
Come
this,
on, brother.
Even the Christian book tells them the mystery would be revealed in this time that it is.
Mm-hmm.
And he has come to make himself known. And he has made himself known. He came in the person of Master Farad Muhammad. When you look at him, what do you see? You see light, huh? That some call
yes,
white. But the core of him is what? Black.
Oh, black.
You say, what is this? What statement is being made here? How can it be that the core of him is black when the external is light?
Mm-hmm.
Light is what they don't understand. How can light cover that?
Yes.
But it's a deep subject. We
are. Yeah.
Let's go back.
I'm
going to rewind the wheel. The reel. I'm going to rewind it and come back to war. Look.
Yeah.
Inside of us. Inside of us right now as we speak. War is going on outside
That's
of
right.
us as we speak. War is going on.
That's right.
Brutal war that is so brutal and violent. You would cringe to know it and what's going
mm-hmm.
on. Yet, all of the aspects and some that you see man doing in war today,
mm-hmm.
the same is going on in man as well as outside of man.
Exactly. Exactly.
In order that man himself may exist as he is on this planet.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
That's why last week I said, do you really want to know war?
Mm-hmm.
Then you have to go no further than yourself.
That's right.
There has been no warrior on the planet greater than you.
Mm-hmm.
We have survived everything that has been on the planet
right.
ever since we made it. Nothing has been able to remove us from this planet. What does that tell you about our skills and wisdom and ability to survive against all oncomers.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to know, study it.
Right.
Everybody looks over in these wars in the Middle East, and they see suicide bombers, right?
Right.
And they say, oh, my God, they got to be absolutely brainwashed. They are absolutely crazy. What? No. That is your ignorance manifesting itself. When you study mm-hmm. what's going on inside of you in order to keep you on the planet, you will find you have many suicide bombers on the inside of you.
Inside of you, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
This is one of the methods by which they kill enemies attacking you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, and scientists know what I'm talking about. They know what I'm talking about. They know mm-hmm. it's true. But you're lazy. You don't want to study self. And ever since I've been on this program, I have encouraged to study yourself. But you're so ignorant, mm-hmm. you find yourself of no interest study. Yet, you complain about what you don't have, what you need, and you always mm-hmm. expecting someone else to bring it and give it to you. That manifests your state of mind.
Right.
We have soldiers in us.
Yep.
We have captives in us that we've captured. We have all kinds of things going on in us that are going on outside of us. We have soldiers that are so violent that they rip the enemies apart in pieces and they wear them on their own selves.
Mm-hmm.
Wear them on their own selves. Whoa, you have no idea
right.
what killers or inside of us, because you don't study, you don't find yourself interesting enough to know. You wait on somebody to come and tell you and feed you like a baby, and then you wondered why you're disrespected as being a man or a woman, and you are referred to as a child. A boy and a girl.
Mm-hmm.
Because you show no growth, no maturity.
Right.
You show, in other words, the behavior of children.
Right.
Whose expectation is to be taken care of by their parents.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-mm-mm. That's true. And we have said before on this show that you all want to find the book of the universe. You are that book. You are that walking book
yourself.
That you are looking for. Study yourself. This is where it all begins. And I love that, the way Brother went into that, because I was going to basically probably use that for the second part of our program today. But I'm glad he went into it now, because let's get into it. Because, brother, I sat down and not too long ago, for you, probably about the last hour or so, I sat down and I started writing some more final notes that I wanted, thoughts
that I want to say on this subject today. And I'm going to share it right now. And I wrote these words. It says, there are all types of wars that are fought on a daily basis. Let's name some of them. The war on drugs, the war on poverty, the war on cancer, the war on local, state, and federal corruption. All these are temporary wars. They only last as long as the people who started this mess in the first place. Wars can, like this, can be changed or stopped at will if people would organize to stop it. However, there is an internal war, like Brother was pointing out, that's been taking place within the human body that you can't see without the agency of devices. And we are talking about it, which is on the biological level, the chemistry level. This war has been in existence since the first man and woman was produced. How do we know this to be true? It is found in the original patterns of the creation. And all that that live will die. All that is organic will erode over periods of time. The war on the human body is the second longest war that is waged on you just for being created. As we have already pointed out, that the war between the originator and the darkness, is the oldest war there is. All wars have grown from this first war in the universe that set forth the pattern. As human beings, we must acknowledge that fact that there are wars that is raging inside of us on a daily basis. Inside of us all, there are billions of cells that are born and replaced. It has been studied that the brain creates a copy of your DNA for redistribution as the older cells dies off. This human brain is an organic human backup system that helps in the fighting off of microbes, viruses, dangerous bacteria, diseases of all types that are enemies to our existence. This war is daily, and you are unaware of it all. Microbes are found everywhere, trees, plants, soil, water. There's no limit to where microbes are found. However, viruses and bacteria are found in the air and muscles and membranes in both animals and human beings. So we must have an organic backup system, which is physical food of nutrition that is packed with vitamins and minerals to fight off the natural enemies to the body from A to Z. Yeah, dear brother. What you said, man, was right on point and exact, and that's something we have to understand. We're not just speaking about the physical war, especially fought by immature people, because death is final. But you live every day. Some of us live if we was to break it down to days, some of us live for only 300 and some odd days, bro. And some live for 400 or 500 some days, probably over 1,000 days. So, you know, this is very deep, sir. I appreciate you bringing it up and adding in that biological aspect to this conversation. Go ahead, dear brother.
Yes. It's just what it is, brother. Our people are still looking for somebody to come and liberate us. It's mm-hmm. almost, as we say, unbelievable. It's like Mr. Sparks used to say, it's illogical. It just don't make no sense. Sooner or later, you have to really, really deal with your situation as opposed to looking for someone else to solve it and liberate you. I can tell you a children's story that will make you feel better.
Go ahead, dear bro.
And when you tell little stories to children, it can be all kind of things you transfer to them in those little stories. And that's what we call messaging, right?
Right, right.
We call that messaging. You know, we hear one of our people singing a song, they sending a message in that song.
That's
you
right.
can also signal. And when you signal, what? You're sending messages in the signal. And so, you know, this is a scientific period that we're living in right now. That's all
That's
you
right.
hear the politicians talking about, and doctors and nurses and scientists. Everybody is talking about follow the science. Follow the science. The science is there. Whew. Man, what can you say? What can you say? My
right.
beloved people, in particularly, my beloved people that I'm talking to, man, you got to get into this. You got to get, otherwise, I'm going to tell you, Faith, I'm not going to tell you no little children's story. I'm going to tell you the truth. You
right.
will forever be a slave. Be a slave until it's such time that you are no more. If you don't do something to change your own condition. Everybody is looking for America to be destroyed. But
yes,
you
sir.
Cease to realize how many other nations have been destroyed. Even before America goes down, there have been many nations destroyed. This is nothing new in the destruction of a society, civilization.
Right.
None of this. It's nothing new. It's been happened before. And if you dig deep enough in the planet, you will see what? Civilizations that existed before, thousands of years ago, who are been
right.
utterly decimated.
Brought to ruin.
So you sitting around,
no.
why are you sitting around waiting?
Sound like your phone went out.
Oh, okay. Can you hear me now?
Okay, there you go. Yeah, go ahead, bro.
As you are sitting around and waiting, what are you waiting on? Ask
right.
yourself that. What are you waiting on? You still are responsible for paying your rent, your mortgage, feeding your families, right?
Right.
Moving about with your transportation, and you have to pay for that if you are to move about. Again, the messenger said, if God destroys America tomorrow, you still got to eat today.
That's right.
And we're dealing with time. We're dealing with time. That's why no one knows the hour except the God.
Right.
We're dealing with time. How long? That's a famous saying. How long? I don't know. I don't know. I can't tell you. I don't know. But if you sitting around waiting for it, then I know, and you're not doing nothing to provide for yourself, your family. You're not doing nothing to meet your needs every day, then I think destruction is going to come to you kind of rapid.
Right.
Because we always hear that after that question is done, especially in rallies, brother. How long? Do we always hear, not long.
Don't hold your breath.
That's what I'm saying. And then you go back into the same craziness that you just left out of.
Absolutely.
You know, man, and we are at the point now to where time, to be honest with you, I've always heard this. One of my favorite artists, Prince, he asked a question. He said, how many birthdays you have? And then he said, one. He said, time is a trick. Time is a
look
trick.
Look at it.
You know what you think about it. You think that you have time for everything. Oh, I got time.
That just means
that time
you choose not
away.
To act at the moment.
Yeah.
You choose
exactly.
not to act at the moment, in the moment. You choose
right.
to do otherwise. The thing you need to remember is that is your choice. That is
right.
your freedom of choice. But rewards are not the only thing come with that. Consequences
mm-hmm.
is another.
It's always
you see? So,
present.
So while you're waiting on the demise of white people,
mm-hmm.
you might end up going before a whole lot of them go. When you
That's
look
right.
around and realize you have not done what you needed to do in order to preserve yourself and your family, and you are in a state that is critical.
Man,
this is happening to a lot of people.
That's right.
Who are waiting on the doom of others and finding
right.
themselves caught in it.
Caught right up in it.
Caught
That's right
up in it.
That's
you
right.
Know, so, what it says, the scripture, let us work the work. While
mm-hmm.
it is day.
While
but when
day.
Night cometh, no man can work.
That's right.
You need to understand these things. Not just, yeah, you need to understand
yep.
these things, not just be able to quote them. And above all,
mm-hmm.
your understanding should be manifest through your deeds and actions. That
right.
really is something that reveals your understanding.
Mm-hmm.
The Asian said, your deeds speak so loudly I cannot hear your word. What you're doing is so apparent I can't hear what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
No, bro, we got to be busier today than what we are. You're sitting
That's
around
true.
Giving all of this time to the end of white people.
Mm-hmm.
And you are not thinking about what you need to do today to preserve yourself in kind.
That's right. That's right.
You find
brother,
out that some white people is going to live
yes,
to see you go.
That's right. That's right. And that's a reality. We got to understand that.
That's right.
It's something we got to understand. And because trust me, that while you looking for their demise, they working on their existence. You know, they constantly
yes,
working on how I'm going to stay here. You, yeah, man, I mean, your God is coming for them. Man, don't you know
that
if God is coming for them, you are trapped up in this thing too? Go ahead, brother.
I'm going to say this. Man, Walita changed, man. What's wrong, man? Walita changed. No, I ain't changed. I'm telling you what the message is talking when I open my mouth.
Right.
All white people are not trying to kill you, black folks.
That's right.
That's what you need to understand. I'm going to say it again. All white people are not trying to kill you, black folks.
Right.
Otherwise, it would not be taught or would not have been taught that a remnant of them would survive this destruction.
Yes, he did
say. And they would be allowed to live out their life in peace.
Mm-hmm. In peace. That's right.
Because they did not interfere with the God and his working or hinder
right.
his people from going to him.
Mm-hmm.
You got to realize this is a
that's right.
just God today. This is not a God that's tied
that's
up
right.
in his feelings and his emotions. This is a
that's
just
right.
God.
Because it's written of in our history, in the very beginnings of the origins of the nation there in Detroit. Man, you think that all this would have came about if that wasn't through the help of others? But we're going to talk about that, bro. We're at the top of the hour when we get back. You know, when we get back, man, I want to examine and break down that saying from out of the Bible. We wrestle not against flesh and blood. You know, and if you look at some of the different other versions, they exchange wrestle for war. We war not against flesh and blood. You know?
Yeah.
So we're gonna look into that because we need to talk about this, what principalities are, what spiritual wickedness in high places are. And also I'm gonna talk about a little of the Christian theology concerning a lot of that, as well as the Islamic theology concerning that, because if you really understand what you're looking at, then you can pull out of both. Because the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said this, and Brother Christians, I hope you're listening to your brother this afternoon. He said to us that true Christianity is Islam, and true Islam is Christianity. So we're going to talk about that on the other side. We're going to play Lifting Up the Veil by our brother, K. Reno, on the narrative. We'll be back.
As we go deeper,
now we're lifting up the veil
of ignorance. Lift the veil so we can uncover what the facade is. The best question a person can ask is who God is. Right up to the minute that I'm speaking, there are doubts of God's existence, his identity, and his whereabouts, and life's purpose and how this universe functions. For eons, God hid himself from among men, so confusion set in. And after many years, man developed his own philosophies and ideas of who the creator is and how we all came, without scriptural evidence to verify claims. Devils and wicked theorize aims, who realize the truth and then intentionally exercise change. And over time, the holiness was stripped down and took. God's word was not always in the form of a book. The laws and the wisdom was always told to the prophets originally and placed on a scroll, which those who wanted to read came and looked on, but eventually was compiled into a book form. The very
creation came from translation of Greek too. The original tongue the scriptures came from was Hebrew. The foundation of Christianity was drawn up from it. The Greek translation was known as the Supplicant, a word meaning 70. And that number was taken because 72 scholars did the work of translating. The different interpretations that served as a deterrent. There were multiple versions that predated the current. The Bishop Bible, the Geneva Bible, the Matthews, the Tyndale and the Wycliffe in 1382. The Vulgate and Martin Luther even had a version. By him the Old Testament was worded into German in the 1500s. But he let it be known there was a Latin version in 400 BC by Saint Jerome. It was many more who got hold of the word and mishandled it, and they got it from the Hebrew original manuscript confusion. Whether you use an old one or a new one, the question is with so many to choose, which is the true one? A few years ago I alluded to the fact in the Catholic Bible 7 extra books are included. Let me list them for those who might dispute it. First and second Maccabees, Ecclesiasticus, the Tobit and Judith. The Baruch and the Wisdom of Solomon were dismissed. That's how it went from 73 to 66. And contradiction started landing when man began to change God's word and lean towards his own understanding. Now modern day idol worship rules the mainstream. Christianity and Christ teachings are not the same thing. When the ruler Constantine became a Christian, he made men combine religious principles with the ways of the pagans. Holidays like Easter were based on the phrase that Jesus died and rose from the grave in 3 days. But if he died on a Friday, it's untrue. And rose on a Sunday, then that would make it only 2. They celebrate his birth in December, called it Immaculate. But if you read the scriptures, then that timeline's inaccurate. These shepherds don't have their flock out in the winter, which proves that the Christ was not born in December. See, if Jesus was 33 and a half when he was killed, and his murder took place after the Passover meal, Passover was in March or April. This is a fact. If he was 33 and 1/2 year, let us count back. See, a half a year, 6 months subtract from where I told you. 6 months from March or April is September or October. It's over. For truth, many died and others bled. What did Jesus have to do with rabbits and colored eggs? See, the pagans had a ritual when springtime came around, and women painted their bodies and hid till they were found, and homosexual men hid too, and whoever found them can do any sex act they chose to. With Jesus' name lies for bread. That tradition was passed down, and that's the reason why you hide eggs. And if this is the true date and something's unclear, why does Easter fall on a different day every year? What is Thanksgiving about? Who are the pilgrims? The wicked criminals who tricked the Indians and killed them. You love Chris Columbus, but he was no friend of you. He left Europe and got lost. He thought he was in India. 63 years later, Africa's infiltrators, the motherland invaders, American slave traders, the devious thieves who came to Africa to seize us, transported the blacks on a ship named Jesus. Across the Atlantic, made stops in the Caribbean, depicted Jesus' image as a blonde European, conniving, conditioned our minds and put the lies in, when Revelation 1 and 14 clearly describes it. This won't close till all of the lies have been exposed. The CIA and FBI knows of UFOs. See, some claim conspiracy and mock presented truth. Go research the evidence and documented proof. You can find them in the Bible. The prophets know what they are. In the book of Ezekiel, the wheel that he saw. The government knows they're real, but it rarely surfaces. But more importantly, they know what their real purpose is. Economy fought and people tricked by the government. Calamities and plagues are all part of God's judgment. And in the end, real truth is never curtailed. When the facts get covered up, we're lifting up the veil. Ha, ha, ha. Come on, lifting up the veil. The veil of ignorance, yes, sir. Study, study, learn the truth. Don't just take what people say on face value. Do your research. I know you've been taught like this all your life. I know what mama said. I know they didn't give you this in school, elementary, middle school, high school, college, even the church. So that means it's up to you. Get your knowledge up. Don't be afraid to challenge the preacher and the teacher. Ask questions. Read. Learn history. True history. Oh yeah. And it's a man named Elijah Muhammad. Check him out. You might learn something.
Right.
All right. We are back for hour number two. Brother Wale and myself, and we're talking about that. Let's talk about us, business, warfare, mating, part two. This is part two, y'all. We are definitely stressing on the warfare portion of the title, because it's very important. I mean, it's very deep subject, as our brother has stated earlier in the show. We're back, Brother Wale. Let's see, we're back.
Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
Before the break, I made mention of the words of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And one of the reasons why, because we have Christians who listen to this program, we have Muslims, we have other different believers that will come in contact or listening to the program as we speak right now. Notice what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said. He said he made sure he put that word true there. Conditional. True Islam is true Christianity. True Christianity is Islam. So wait a minute. So you know, we need to let our people know. That's the reason why brothers have been stressing for long. You all need to read. You need to study. You need to be able to go in and read yourself. Okay, now for whatever reason, some of our people believe that Christianity, especially those ones who say that we study, they believe that Christianity started with white people. White people didn't start no Christianity. Not at all. Because
500.
What was the practice? Yeah, go ahead, brother.
No, I just said they believe that 551 years ago.
Yes. Yeah. That's what they think. That's what they think. But when you go back and you study the history, you see Ethiopians had a version of this that's totally foreign from what the Caucasian have put out into the world as Christianity. Isn't that something? But you don't hear a word about that. I think they have a certain name. I don't know if it's called Ecopocalypse or something like that. Have you ever heard of that, brother? That they teach there in Ethiopia. Oh my God!
Well,
man, I don't know why their name not coming to me right now. Yeah, but go ahead, brother. You can say something.
What I would say is this. I think I know what you're referencing regarding everything, but I think I know what you're referencing. You know, when you go into Ethiopia and you look at the Jewish faith in particular,
right?
And you look at the Christians. You know, it's closely tied, even when you look at the Islamic faith. It's closely tied. That's why
it
said that Abraham was the father of all three. You know, and some historians today said, well, you know, Abraham is that kind of character that is depicted throughout the books, and hell, nobody knows if he actually existed.
Right.
So there is, when you get caught up into this, you know, you have to research these things in order to dig up what you can find regarding the actual of them.
Right.
And so if you, the Quran speaks about Jesus and his mother. And so when you look at the Jews, likewise. And when you look at the Christians, likewise. But the Jews or the Muslims don't have Jesus as God.
Right, right.
No, no, they ain't going for that. You know.
Yes, sir.
So you're looking at, but the Christians, they recognize Jesus as being the one in the flesh.
Right.
And so you got to be very careful when studying these concepts. Very careful when studying these concepts. Otherwise, you become conflicted and you end up in a snare. All of this was done purposely for the purpose of concealing the truth. And not only concealing the truth, but that the man may be caught in the snare of the beast and fall from glory. And so without going into a whole lot of scriptural jargon, I would say when you're looking at one, let me back up just a minute. A friend of mine said, you know, he said when people read these books, they think that these people just lived thousands of years ago. But
right.
What about today? What about today? Do these people still live in today's time? You know, do you have what he's talking about is type.
Right.
A type. And so when you're speaking of things like angels, prophets, etc., do you have them today in today's time as they were of yesterday in that time? Do you have seers? Do you have those who know God actually?
Right.
Today as those who knew him yesterday.
Right.
Abraham was supposed to have been the friend of God, so much so that they wrestled together. I mean, you got a lot going on. Can you read history and then look in the day's time as you live and see the same type?
Yeah.
Not just the negative, but also the positive. Can you do that?
Right. Because I remember when Farrakhan said that there will come a time when the God will pour out his spirit amongst the people, and then he said you will see the Moses walking around, you will see the Abraham walking around, you know, you will see David, you will see these people walking around, and you hit it right on the head, and Abraham was called the father of all nations, and that's why you have the three monotheistic beliefs, you know, and then Jacob was the one that was wrestling with an angel, you know. And like you say, man, these things are there, and it also contribute to these wars out here. because we're looking
absolutely.
At war of ideals and concepts.
Now,
okay,
that is a beautiful statement you've just made about war.
Yes,
conflict,
sir.
Disagreement,
mm-hmm.
taken to a point of war. And look at
right.
us. Well, you know, you have to realize it's like people, look, let's use COVID. We living
right.
in a pandemic, right?
We call it COVID.
And people
no.
are, people are arguing and pulling guns and attacking other people for
right.
simply telling them to put on a mask.
Right.
Right?
Right.
I mean, how are you to defend yourself? How are you to
That's right.
You are under attack. Do you realize if you, well, it's got to be realized by now, by at least most,
mm-hmm.
that the inhalation of these viruses and the detriment of doing so in your body is going to create one hell of a war. And then it's a matter of who going to win. If you win,
right.
you survive the onslaught. If the virus wins, you perish, right?
That's right.
Now look at it. I hate to go here, but I'm going here. Take the vaccine. Ain't no scientist that had anything to do with the production of this vaccine has said that this vaccine will cure you from COVID or it will stop you from getting COVID.
Right.
That is not how vaccines work. They ain't told
That's
you.
That's right.
That. You see, what they are trying to do is provoke an immune response from you that
mm-hmm.
you may be able to defend yourself against this virus. That's the ultimate goal of it. I'm not knocking the science or the scientists.
Mm-hmm.
They are trying to
right.
do.
I kind of figured that was going to happen,
what?
Brother. You went out. You
really?
Already know, man. Yes, sir. And I can hear you now. You already know what it
yeah.
is, man. The minute you mentioned certain words nowadays,
yeah.
All of a sudden the transmission
yeah.
go out. Yeah.
Yeah. You know.
Yeah,
but
we just
you know
speaking of fact. Mm-hmm.
That deals with triggers. Oh
right.
man, it's you know that's why, you know it's like it's, what is the brother talking about triggers? Well, you know it be that way when you don't study, you don't know how to interpret or grasp
right.
what is being said.
Right.
And so as a result, you suffer for it. But I'm simply
right.
saying the attempt to do what they are doing with the vaccine is trying to give you a chance to respond within an appropriate time.
Right.
That you may be able to kill the virus and survive it. And
yes.
time is a factor in dealing with the virus.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't understand these kinds of things, then it's like anything else. If you don't put your guard up, you're going to be hit. And
oh,
then
right.
if you don't have a good enough defense, you're going to lose the fight.
That's right.
And if you've shown up a wandering round unaware, you have no chance of winning the fight. What they're trying to do is wake your system up to something that is highly detrimental to your being's existence.
Mm-hmm.
Because they are aware of science of this enough to forewarn you, an early detection method. If you get an early enough detection of this invasion, you have a greater chance of surviving it. This is simply what they said. It's something how they won't simply explain. Well, I won't say it. They won't simply explain it. But I think if they would spend more time trying to really explain what it is the attempt to do with the vaccine, you may have more people consider it. That's all I'm saying. I ain't telling no one to take a shot. I ain't telling no one not to. And the whole thing, again, once you study the science of your being and realize, began to understand your immune system and how it works, and understand the three parts of your immune system and how it works, then you will begin to look closer and look deeper into the dark. And as you do, you will find that you will begin to glow in the light you were looking for, or enlightenment you are looking for. You will find it's in yourself. Man, this is just really, man, like we just start dealing with viruses. You have any idea how old viruses and bacteria are? Do you have any idea how many live on our skin and live within us?
Right.
And can't do us no harm, and some of them do us good, because a lot of things that would harm us, you have bacteria inside that and eat it up.
That's right.
But if you don't understand anything about the workings of you as a human being, you don't know these things, then you foolishly argue with people who do. And that just don't make us look well. You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
That don't make us not only look well, it don't make us fare well.
Right.
And we become victimized again of our own ignorance.
Right.
You know? And I'm not saying, brother, it is information overload in the world today. You got access at all kinds of knowledge whereby you can benefit from. It's access worldwide. Goodness gracious, and we won't take advantage of nothing. What is wrong? I know what is wrong. I do know, which is another part of warfare. If you get a chance, look at a movie called The Manchurian Candidate.
Yeah, I saw it.
It's an old movie. One that had Frank Sinatra in it. Then another one that had Denzel in it.
Denzel, yeah.
Yes. So if you get a chance, I'm telling you, and really see what it was they was attempting to do, and it gives you, think about when Frank Sinatra did it. It gives you a little glimpse at how long these scientists have been studying on such things as it is. There's a lot of people running around in the world today, and they're doing things. I talked with my wife about it this morning. I said, you remember that sister who ran into the fence, I think it was, in Washington?
Yeah, ran into that little bag.
Yeah, and she was killed, Mary. I think. She was killed.
Yeah,
and another brother who was in a naval yard and something, he killed some people, but he tried to engrave, I think, on his rifle something as to the fact that they were telling him to do this. He couldn't control himself, that these voices, they always complain about voices in their head was driving them to this.
Right.
Brother. I listened at my people talk foolishness. And I said foolishness is what it is. It's a false sense of security of what they will do, what they can do with the little weapons they have bought from the stores that white people sell them. And what they can do and how ready they are. Oh, my God. You have no idea of the science that you're up against. This is why this is called Billy Paul, the singer.
Right. Right.
This is why he referred to it as a time of the war of the gods. You don't really have no idea how God's war.
Right.
You know, and this is the messenger said, the great and decisive battle was to occur where? In the sky.
In the sky. Yep.
In the sky. Yeah. You know, they are not awakened spiritually to understand the meanings that are involved into this science.
Right.
Where gods are at war with one another. The highest and greatest amount of intelligence is used in this war because it is the war between the greatest minds on the planet.
Right, right.
Man, and you're talking about psychologically, biologically. You understand? And other things that I don't want to go in because this is why you have darkness. Darkness serves a purpose.
That's right. That's right.
And there are things that you just don't discuss.
Come on. Yes, sir. Go ahead, brother.
I'm saying, you see how long the thought has been out there among some scientists, silent weapons for quiet wars.
Right, because I was going to mention that.
That means the weapons that are being used, you can't hear them.
You can't hear them.
For quiet walls. That's walls that are occurring that you don't, you're not able to detect.
Mm-hmm.
Man, get out the way and let God do his work. Don't be
right.
foolish, brother and sister, as the messenger would tell you. Don't be foolish getting out here. Let your God do his work.
Right.
And you do what he has commanded you to do.
Right, right.
And you'll understand. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, I was listening to you, man, because you're right. You need to get out the way.
You
can't handle this. We can't handle this.
Can't handle this.
Yeah.
This is you know, it's amazing. It's just really amazing. When you look at us, brother, no, we ain't ready for this. God has to fight. What the hell?
Mm-hmm.
How can a nigga, what is a nigga going to do out on the battlefield?
Yeah.
Look, we done turned our own communities into battlefields.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're killing each other and don't know why.
Yeah.
Look, I'm going to say that again. We are killing each other. And we don't know why. We're killing our own children. We're killing our elderly. And we're killing one another. And we don't know why.
Mm-hmm.
And the things you are attributing it to, I'm going to tell you, it ain't that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Now, when you go and you look at the science. Brother, the Negro is not in control of what he
yeah,
do.
No. No.
He's not in control. There are triggers that are being manipulated.
That's right. Oh, definitely.
You
Without
know,
doubt,
we said... We say, what do we say in the ghetto? Somebody's pushing your button.
Right.
And when your button is
right.
pushed, you are compelled to do something.
Mm-hmm.
And that is to be destructive among your own kind.
That's right.
You can't see what is motivating you to be this destructive among your own kind. Because this is a
mm-hmm.
high science. It's a
That's
high
right.
science. So
right.
I tell you, let God do his work. You ain't ready to do this work.
That's right. That's the reason why that particular scripture still stand out. Oh, and by the way, that word I was trying to think about earlier, brother and sister, is apostolic church. When I was talking about earlier, with talking about the Ethiopian church. Okay, brother. Yeah. That's the reason why that scripture sticks out. For we wrestle not, or we war not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, and against the worldly governors, the princes of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness, which are in high places. Now, if we go through and break down all that, like the first part, we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Well, you know, most folks say, I see a physical man or a woman standing in front of me. Then who is this I'm wrestling with? You know what I'm saying? I mean, flesh and blood is just that, flesh and blood. But what gives flesh and blood is command, which grows from out of what? The ego itself and its ideals that make us, that makes it manifest. So what's the first act of war? It's based in the ego itself and ideal.
But as brothers say, who's pushing them buttons? You know what I'm saying? Remember, this that I'm speaking on right on this particular point is on a humanistic level. But if we say something briefly on a godly level, as you're saying, man, you're talking about the war of God now. On a godly level, you know, we're talking about spiritual wars that's being launched at all times.
That's right,
you know,
brother. That's right.
You know, we can say, you know, and be honest with you, we're gonna go into a big discussion on that, because I'm gonna save that for another discussion on another date, because as we go through this, we're talking about self, right? And so I want to go into probably with that when we get to that portion where it talks about the human, with the human being. And we also talk about the different spiritual levels of the human being, as well as the spiritual levels of God. Do God have spiritual levels? You damn right he do. But these are levels, man, that we definitely need to understand. Then we understand, well, who's moving us like a joystick? You know?
That's,
we gonna get
that's
into
well
this,
said.
Yeah, we're going to get into
well
that.
That's well said.
You know, but getting back at this, you know, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, right, but against principalities. Now, the second part, they came up with principalities. Well, a principality, on a physical level, it is a state-ran territory, land, right? But on a spiritual level, according to Christian theology, now I told y'all we're going to talk about this. The war is, according to them, those theologians, they say that the war that it's talking about is against angels with supramundane power, often in conflict with God. What did Billy Paul say in that song? Lucifer, your time has come.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, but what about on the Islamic level? What about Islamic theology? Remember, we talked about this, man, especially when you were giving the example on Master Farad Muhammad, light and dark, you know? But on the Islamic level, you know what we call that? We call it jinn or iblis.
Yeah.
The fiery nature of opposition. So see, there you go. Christianity and Islam. Two different theologies, but if you go and read it, which shows that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad knew exactly what he was talking about. You can match, if you're deep enough, you can match the Quran and the Bible and the Bible and the Quran. Go ahead, brother. You finna say something.
And then a lot of, you know, by now some of us should have grown to a point to understand the language.
Mm-hmm.
In which the messenger spoke to us.
Right.
You know. But if you didn't persist on studying, if you didn't
right.
continue to study the teachings, then you would be lost today in trying to find your way in a very dark time.
Right, right.
Yeah, I'm telling you, you have to understand when the messenger spoke, he did not waste words.
That's right.
He did not waste words. And not only that, I'm going to say
mm-hmm.
this. Anytime you're broadcasting,
right?
If you're broadcasting and there's no receivers out there,
right,
that can catch or grasp your signaling,
right,
or your messaging, then that's what they call it, throwing it in the wind, right?
Right.
But if you are broadcasting and there are those out there already, they have receivers that are specifically designed for that message, specifically designed for that signal, then it will go to them. They will embrace it, and in so doing, receive the power, the knowledge and understanding going into them, and reap the benefits thereof. No, everybody don't have it. Everybody don't have it. It wasn't meant for everybody. It was only meant for the elect of his. You need to understand, everybody don't have it, don't understand it, and it doesn't matter what they say about it. It was never designed for them. The Quran tells you that it wasn't designed for everybody. But for who? The believer. It was designed for the believer. So when the believer opens the book and the message is conveyed, the believer has the receptor to receive it, embrace it, and withdraw from it.
Right.
The message in the substance that was there for the believer. That's who it was there for.
Right.
I don't know why everybody running around. Oh, no. No, no, no. When they spoke of numbers. Listen, they spoke of numbers. You think about it, bro. This is really a deep thing. If you don't have receptors, think about it. And we all ain't the same. I'm telling you now, we all are not the same just because we have black faces. No. If we were all the same, take one thing for instance. If we have different blood types, right? Can we receive blood from another whose blood type is different from ours without getting deathly ill?
No. No.
Huh? Biologically, it won't work.
It will.
Because we don't have the receptors for it, and we will treat it as an enemy.
Yeah.
Right?
Your body will go into war mode. You sure will.
Why is it, let's look at another thing. Why is it I need a kidney? I need a heart.
Right.
I need a lung. I need something transplanted. What? Look at it. In order for me to receive such a thing, what? you have to give me drugs
right
that suppress my immune system.
Right.
And I have to take them the rest of my life.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, my immune system will do what?
Oh,
it will attack that organ that is in
yep.
my body because
That's
it
right.
knows it is not supposed to be there.
Right. It would seek to shut it
so
down.
So I'm telling you, we are all not alike, and scripture says, whom I had foreknown, I also predestined. Uh-oh.
Mm-hmm.
What are you talking about?
Predestined, God, dog. Yep.
I'm talking about what's mine. That's what God is saying. I'm talking about what's mine. I ain't come to save nothing but what was mine. I came to get what belonged to me. And I'm going to get it. And no one got the power to stop me from it.
Right, right.
So I want you to know, brother,
yep.
we all ain't alike. This is the time of the separation of the sheep and the goat.
Mm-hmm.
And we must separate. The messenger say everyone must go to their own kind. Look out.
Yes, sir. Yes,
everyone
sir.
Must go to their own kind. So I tell
That's
you,
right.
brother, you need to study this. Otherwise,
mm-hmm.
you are wasting time trying to save that which God has condemned. You're spending
mm-hmm.
your energy trying to redeem that which God has condemned and is going to destroy.
You know, that's interesting.
He came for his own.
Yep.
That's it. His own have the same receptors that he got. That's why they receive him so willingly. And
right.
that's why he hears them when they groan, when they travail it, when they call his name.
That's right.
Never study these things. Your life depends on it.
You know, brother, truth hits us all. You know, there's no escaping this fire today.
No.
All of the ideals and the oppositions to the new kingdom of a new supreme being must be burned
That's
up.
Right.
Remember, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad taught us from Master Farad Muhammad that the very atom will be burned up in the atmosphere of this world's life. All of it will be removed, as well as the people who harbor ideals of opposition and defiance against the spread of his truth and establishment. Now, notice what the rest of that scripture said. It says, we war not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, and against worldly governors. What does this mean? What powers are we fighting against? We are fighting against unseen powers of influence that you can't see, hear, or detect. As you brought
That's
up earlier,
right.
brother, there is a
That's
document
right.
that is out there titled Silent Weapons for Quiet War. This high level of sophisticated war can be found in the airwaves of communication. The frequencies are of such levels that only the animals and the plants can detect. I must say this here as well. Don't you think not for one second that these scientists of darkness is not trying to figure a way to manipulate your animals to attack you in your own home. Remember, they are playing with frequency. But why should they have such a weapon? You know what I'm saying?
Saying
why should they have such a weapon? Go ahead, brother.
You're saying a might. You're saying a powerful thing when you use a word like frequency.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
You know.
You're being planted from somewhere.
brother, you know, is we doing what we are commanded to do.
Mm-hmm.
We can only teach them. We can only tell them. It is not upon us to force anyone to accept what we are saying.
Oh, no.
And by the time they recognize, I'm only talking about the rebellious ones, those who reject it, by the time they recognize what they've rejected. Hey.
Mm-hmm.
It's on them.
It'd be too late. And finally, listen,
yeah.
Bro, we down our last 3 minutes. Oh, so finally, I'm going to say from the last part of that scripture. It says that we war not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, and against the worldly governors, the princes of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness, which are in high places. Spiritual wickedness in high places. Spirit is manipulated energy. What makes spirit into spiritual? It is simply the level of focus that generates the spiritual experience. Notice, if you will the word wickedness. Wickedness is a practice that one can enter into. All wicked practices are spiritual in nature, just as all righteous practices are spiritual in nature. So in closing, what we are fighting against, ideas and concepts that are against man's peace and God's influence. Now brother, you know, like you were saying, man, the people that you keep, that you are hanging around, you know what I'm saying? They're not like you. People amongst you, they're just not like you. And because the Bible even showed that in that passage when it says that the sons of God was hanging out with the devil. Sons of God didn't know who they were hanging out with. And when they approached God, and the God had asked him, he said, "For whence thou comest, Satan?" And then you can see, you know,
he was revealed
that in that scripture. Yeah, he was revealed, and he was hanging out with them the whole time.
Yeah.
But remember, the Quran says, see, this is between that Christian theology, and now here we go with Islamic. You know, in the Quran, it teaches of Iblis. And Iblis said this. He said, "I will certainly lie in wait for them in thy straight path. Then I shall certainly come upon them, before them, and behind them, and from their right and from their left. And thou would not find most of them thankful." I mean, damn. You know, then the God said to Iblis, he said, "Whoever of them will follow you, I will certainly fill hell with you all." Brother, I got to give one of those Chris Tucker damn. Damn!
I think that's a good point, what you said, these last statements, to take up next week.
Yes, sir, because you know what? They just told me we got 10 seconds, so we out of time anyway. We'll talk to y'all next week.